This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Hosea 6 and 7, the prophet describes what often goes on in the heart of a backslider who wants to come back into fellowship with God. Let's do a fact-finding study of these chapters. Who is involved? Hosea, rebellious Israelites, and a gracious God. What is the action or message? Hosea prescribes how to restore a relationship with God. Also, he shares what would indicate an inadequate response. In addition, we should recognize God's character and what he requires. When did this take place? After Hosea illustrated God's desire for reconciliation by buying his adulterous wife out of the prostitute slave market and restoring her as his wife. Where did this take place? Probably in Damascus. Why was the message given? Israel's rebellion crossed the line, causing God to retreat to his place and wait until they admit their guilt and seek his face. Chapter 5, verse 15. How does the message affect Israel? Their initial response was to seek the Lord, Hosea 6:1-3. Come, let us return to the Lord, it says. God wants reconciliation. Let's acknowledge the Lord. Let's press on to acknowledge him. God can be trusted to restore and refresh us. This is genuine repentance, expressing a deep desire to know God and having confidence he will embrace us. But notice the prophet's warning. Be aware that we humans are prone to be shallow in our commitments like morning dew, half-baked like a flat cake not turned, deceived like a dove that flits here and there, and we often miss our target like shooting arrows with a faulty or crooked bow. Make sure your commitment to God is genuine.